Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Yedal Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the first wide line, the middle of the line, V'lai. So we mentioned the sheet of Rav Yehuda, that even a Yachid in his private Shemin Esrei is allowed to say Anenu as its own independent bracha between Re'ei and Refeinu. And the Gemara brought other Amoraim who argued, they said that no, a Yachid can never add his own bracha to Shemin Esrei. We brought a raya from Rav Raisa that he could. It says that a tzibur, it says on the tainus a 19 bracha shmein esrei. It can't be referring to the chazan, because the chazan on the tainus, when there's no rain, says a 24 bracha shmein esrei, like we're going to learn later. So tzibur must be referring to a yachid during a tainus tzibur. That even in his private shmein esrei, he says a 19 bracha shmein esrei. He adds an inu as its own independent bracha. To which the Gemara said that no, really I could tell you we're referring to the chazan. The chazan says a 19 bracha shmein esrei. We're going to learn later that he says a 24 bracha shmein esrei. Here we're talking about the first three fasts, right? There was three series of fasts when there was no rain. There was a series of three, another series of three, and then a series of seven. During the first three, the Chazan did not say a 24 Brachos Shmein Esrei. So now says the Gemara, the first wide line, middle of the line, V'lai, is that true? The Chazan does not say a 24 Brachos Shmein Esrei during the first three fasts? V'aim Bein Katani. It says that there's no difference between the first three and the middle three. It says, Aim Bein Gimel Rishonis, the Gimel Amtsayis. There's no difference between the first three and the middle three. Ella, the only difference is the shebeilu mutarim basiyas malacha, beilu asurim basiyas malacha. The first three you're allowed to work on the fast, and the next series of three you're not allowed to work on the day of the fast. Halachav dalud, with regards to the 24 brachas of Shmein Esrei, zev zeh shavin, so then they're the same. By both of them, the Chazan says a 24 brachas Shmein Esrei. Says the Gemara, no, ton of Ishayer. I could tell you that really there's another difference, is whether or not there's a 24 brachas Shmein Esrei. The Mishnah didn't mention it. Yeah, it wasn't telling us every single example. Well, my Shire da Shire, what else did it leave out that you're telling me that the Mishnah didn't tell us all of the cases? But soon, furthermore, ha'im bein katani. The Mishnah's mashma, and it's being very precise. It says that there's no difference between the first three and the middle three, except for whether or not you're allowed to work. It's mashma that with regards to 24 brachas, they're the same. So Elo says the Gemara, Tana bi surei kamairi, betfilas loy mairi. Yeah, the Tana was being precise, but he wasn't talking about differences in nusach atfila. He was just talking about differences in, with regards to Isser Vahetar. With regards to Isser Vahetar, the only difference is whether or not you're allowed to work. But in a Chanami, the tefillas is different as well. Yibai Seymour, I'll tell you that no, in a Chanami, the first three and the middle three are the same with regards to tefila, but Bem Tzayasa Nami loy mitzali chavdalit. In the middle three fast, the Chazan also didn't say 24 brachos Shmein Esrei. It was only by the last seven. Ask the Gemara V'loi, the Chazan by the middle three did not say 24 brachos. But Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Ein Bein Shleish Gimel Shniyos L'Sheva Achreinis. There's no difference between the middle three and the last seven. Ella, the only difference is the Shebeilu Masriim V'Noyel Nesachanuyos. Is that by the last seven we blow shofar and we lock the stores. Halachav Dalid Zevzeh Shavin. Smashma that with regards to the 24 brachos of Shmein Esrei, it's the same. And just like by the last seven, the Chazan says 24 brachos, so too by the middle three. So you can't tell me that by the middle three, the Chazan doesn't say a 24 brachos Shmein Esrei. V'chitei machanami tana v'shayer, that no, maybe there's also a difference with regards to the tefillah and the mish and the tan and the braisa just wasn't saying all the examples. V'hayim bein katani, it's not mashma like that, because the tana says that there's no difference between the middle three and the last seven. It's mashma that there's mamish no other differences. Well, says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you that there are. But this for Ein Bein Dafka, yeah, do you really think that Ein Bein over here is Dafka? Vashayer Teva. Anyways, the time the left out Teva, the fact that during the last seven, you take the Teva, you take the Aron Kodesh out into the Shri, which is something you don't do by the middle three. So obviously it wasn't telling us all the differences. Now, says the Gemara, that's not, it didn't leave out Teva. Imasham Teva lav shiuro. That's not called leaving it out. It's mili de tzina katani, mili de farhesio, like katani. The Tani wasn't talking about things that were done in public. He was talking about things that are done in private. But with, so with regards to Shmein Esrei, which is done indoors, it's done privately. So that, with regards to that, it's the same. So I'm Rav Ashi, and says Rav Ashi, the Masnisa Nami Deka, I'll even prove it to you from the Lashon of the Mishnah, that with regards to 24 brachos, it's the same. Just like by the last seven, the Chazan says a 24 brachos Shmein Esrei, so too by the middle three, he says a 24 brachos Shmein Esrei. The Katani, Ma Elu Yiseiris Al Rishaynais, it says, the Tana of the Mishnah says, that what does the last seven have over the earlier fasts? I'll tell you what the last seven has. Shabeilu Masriyan Venoilan Esachanuyais, during the last seven, you do something which you don't do typically. And that is that you blow shofar and you lock the stores. That's what the Tana says. So what's that mashma? Ava bechol devrei or habechav dalid zevizeh shavin. With regards to the amount of brachas at Shmein Esrei, it's mashma. It's the same. Maybe he'll tell me that no, there's other differences, and the Tana didn't teach us all the differences. It says, what's the thing that the last seven has over the earlier ones? It's mashma that we're going to say something precise. Well, that says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you that it's not being precise. But this is Ma'ilu Dafko. Could you say that Ma'ilu is precise? Vashayrla Teva. We know that they left out the example of Teva, the Teva was taken out during the last seven, which wasn't done by the Rishonis. Says the Gemara, no, Imishim Teva Lav Shiuruhu, it didn't leave out Teva, Mishim Dekhashava Bidach Perka. It's going to discuss Teva later on in the next parak. So it didn't leave it out, it's going to get to there. Well, says the Gemara, Hashtadasas Lahachi, now that you're telling me that Teva is not called left out because it's in the next parak, so Asim Va'arbanami Lav Shiuruhu, I'll tell you that the 24 brachos, that's also not left out, the Katani La Bidach Perka, it's taught in the next parak, and therefore it could be that that's also going to be a difference between the last seven and the middle three. That by the last seven you had 24 brachos, but by the middle three you do not have 24 brachos. The Chazal did not say 24 brachos min esrei. Says the Gemara, "My havi halah." What's the bottom line halacha? What's the bottom line halacha with regards to anenu? Could an individual in his private Shemini Esrei say Aninu as its own independent bracha, or does he say it in Shema Kileinu? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Sisartoi, V'chein Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav, Bein Goyol Ureife, that the Yachid in his private Shemini Esrei, he could say Aninu as its own independent bracha between Re'ei and Rafeinu, like Rav Yehuda. However, for Rav Ashi Amar Mishmeid Rav Yana, I braid Rav Yishmael B'Shamei Tefila. He says that no, the individual should say it in Shema Kaleinu. The Hilchusa B'Shamei Tefila, and that's the halacha, that an individual in his private Shemin Esrei does not say Anenu as its own independent bracha. So that's the Gemara right there now. Tani Chada, we learned in one braisa, that Ubaris Yimeinikos Misanis B'Rishoinais Ve'im Misanis B'Achroinais. They fast the earlier fast, but not the later ones. The Tani Idach, Mamish the opposite. Misanis b'achrayneis, ve'im misanis b'rishayneis. They fast the later ones, but not the earlier ones. V'tani idach, and yet we have a third braisa with a third shita. That ve'im misanis loy b'rishayneis v'loy b'achrayneis. They don't fast the first ones or the later ones. Amar Rav Ashi, to answer up all three braisas, nakunam tzayasa b'yadcha demetaritzen kulu. Understand that the expecting ladies and the nursing ladies, they fast the middle three, and then every braisa makes sense. If it says that they fast the earlier ones and not the later ones, it means the middle three and not the last seven. They fast the later ones, not the earlier ones, means they fast the middle three and not the earlier ones, not the first three. When it says they don't fast not the earlier ones and not the later ones, it means not the first three and not the last seven. But yes, the middle three. Meaning if you understand that they fast the middle three, so we can answer all three braisas that there's no stira. We mentioned before, Ma'ilu Yisteiris Ala Rishonis, Ala Shebe'ilu Masriyan, V'Noyla Nesachanuyais. The difference that the last seven fasts had is that by the last seven, we're Masriyan and we close up the stores. But my Masriyan, so Masriyan literally means to call out. What did we call out with? Our mouths, a shayfer, what's Masriyan? Rav Yehuda Amar B'Shayfaris, Rav Yehuda says, and it means with a shayfer, Rav Yehuda B'Reid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Meshmeid Rav Amar, he said in the name of Rav, Ba'anenu, that no, Masriyan means we say Anenu. Rashi explains, it means we say Anenu, okay, Avram, Anenu, V'chulu, V'chulu, what we say by Slichis, now referring to the Anenu that of the Tfilas Tainis, Anenu over here refers to Slichis. Now, Gazal Kedai Tach Ma'ad Amar Ba'anenu, Loi Amar B'Shayfaris. One who says Anenu, it means not with a shayfer. Ma'ad Amar B'Shayfaris, Loi Amar Ba'anenu. And the one who says shayfer, it means not Anenu. And it says the Gemara, but Tani, but we learned in the Braisa, that Ein Peichs in Misheva, Tani is Alatzibur, Shebehen Yudchas Asrais, Usimil Ladavri Yerichai. The Braisa says, that no, that by the last seven fasts, you don't do less than seven, you always have to do at least seven on the Tzibur, and during these seven, you have 18 Asrais, and the Simon, to remember that we do these Asrais, is Yerichai. Now by Yerichai, they didn't say Anenu. We don't find that they said Anenu, but when they circled around Yerichai. The Yerichai Sheifaris Hava, we find that they blew Sheifer. So you see that the Hasrais over here by the last seven fasts refers to Shaifer, who tyufta laman damer ba'anenu. So this is a tyufta on Rav who says that Hasra over here in this context means anenu. Ellis has the Gemara, b'sheifaris to kuliyamu le'pligi dekariye Hasra. Everybody agrees that Shaifer could be called Hasra. Ki pligi ba'anenu. The machlekes is whether anenu could be called Hasra. Mar savar kari la Hasra. Umar savar loy kari la Hasra. One man damer holds anenu could be called Hasra. The other man damer holds anenu cannot be called Hasra. Laman damer ba'anenu kol shekein by sheifaris. But Rav who says that anenu could be called Hasra, all the more so he holds a sheifer for sure that could be called Hasra. Laman damer b'sheifaris avu ba'anenu loy. Whereas Rav Yehuda held that no, only a sheifer is called Hasra and not anenu. So the way Rashi's mazbe Gemara is that what the Gemara means is that in a chagami, by the fast for a drought, when it says that by the last seven fasts, they were masriyan, so we proved that masriyan over there refers to a shayfer. But everybody agrees that masriyan could mean shayfer. The machlaikis was, does masriyan also, could it also mean anenu? And the nafkamina is by, in other contexts, when we see that, when we say that they're masriyan, it's not by other calamities that we'll discuss soon, it says that they're masriyan. Does that masriyan refer to shayfer? Does it refer to anenu? Rav Yehuda says that masriyan always refers to shayfer. Whereas Rav says that no, masriyan could sometimes refer to anenu. Now says the Gemara, Vatani, but we learned in the Braisa. It says, Vashar komini pranais, I'm extractious, even when it comes to other pranais, not in the context of rain. By other pranais, by other calamities that befall us, kagoin, chiko, chagov, zivuv, vitzirov, yitushin, if there's boils, or different grasshoppers, or different types of bugs, vishiluach, nechoshin, vakrabim, or if you have snakes and scorpions, lo yahu masriyan, ala tzayakin. So they wouldn't be masriyan, rather they would scream out, now midatzaka, but pass, rabbi shayfaris. Now it says that they wouldn't be masriyan, rather they would scream out. So screaming out is with your mouth. So what does it mean they wouldn't be masriyan? It's mashma that that's not referring to something you do with your mouth, because they would scream out with their mouth. Rather, masriyan is a shayfer. So again, you see, even in other contexts, masriyan means a shayfer, like Rav Yehuda, and it's Akasha on Rav, who says the masriyan in other contexts refers to anenu. Says the Gemara in Achanami, this Tana clearly holds the Masriyan, even in other contexts, refers to Shaifer. But Tanaihi, we have another Tana that says like Rav, we have another Tana that uses the word Masriyan, and it does not refer to Shaifer. Masriyan refers to Anenu. Ruzes Tana. The Tana says like this, the Tana we learned in the Braisa, Al Elu Masriyan B'Shabbos, for the following things were allowed to be Masriyan even on Shabbos. Al Ir Shekifu Agayis, if there's a siege, or a Nahar, if there's a river that's coming onto the city, Vasvina Mitarefis B'Yam, or if there's a boat that's capsizing in the sea, and Rabbi Yisi Amar La'azara Avulei Letzaka. You could scream out for help, you could daven to Hashem for help, Avulei Letzaka. You can't just scream out in pain. Now, B'mai, what does it mean to scream out in this context? Ilema B'Shefarais, that screaming out means with a Shefar, Shefaris B'Shabbos Mishari. You're not allowed to blow a Shefar on Shabbos. Allah B'Anenu, that must be screaming out in this context, means with your mouth. It means saying Anenu, Ukari Le'Asra. So you see that this Tana, the Tana of this Braisa, is comfortable calling Anenu Asra, Shmamina. So that's already a riot to Rav, and it's really, it's a Machlekes Tanayim. So when it comes to rain, when it says that they were Masriyan by the last seven, everybody agrees that that Masriyan refers to Shefar. The Machlekes is in other contexts where it says Masriyan, could that be referring to Anenu? And that's a Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav.